At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome to the one and only Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ojozi, here to give you the, here to entertain, educate, inform you about the world of, well, cosmology, astrology, and how it relates to us here on, of human beings here on planet Earth. Later on in the show, or towards the end of the show, got Tarot Card of the Week coming up. Competition time. I don't think we have a winner. So I'll be posing another question. But I'll be revealing the answer from last week's. I had a feeling it was going to be that. Anyhow, welcome. I should be live on YouTube and I should be live on Instagram. I don't know how true that is. Please put a comment or leave a comment in the comment section. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, if it's your first time, please, subscribe, hit the button, hit the like button. Be sure to support the show. I'm just checking here on my phone if I am live on any of these platforms, which I've just said. And yes, do remember that the Lunar Lounge podcast is available for, it's available for everybody, but it's available on all podcast platforms, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, all of them. Yeah, you name them. Google Podcasts, I am there. So, hope you're all well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Yeah, it looks like I am live on Instagram, as far as I am aware. Yeah, it looks like I am live. It's still showing me. I don't like the way it shows. Anyway, I have said that I'm going back to my old platform. You remember last week I did say I'm willing to give everybody a shot. I think people deserve a chance, but this chance here is a little bit crazy. I'm not liking I don't know. Good morning from Costa Rica. Oh really? Oh my god. From Costa Rica. Okay. Good day to you, Shade. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge, all the way from Costa Rica. Can you send some of that warmth? What is the weather out there? What is the weather like where you are? Period. You know, wherever you are, yeah, what is the weather like? Hit us up. Good afternoon, Grey London. If it's letting me know, Grey London. Welcome to the show. I know we've got some people up here in Costa Rica, guys. It is what it, yeah. What's going on here? Okay, yeah. My WhatsApp's going a bit nuts. I got a bit distracted there. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment, letting you know what it is that we can look forward to. Very warm here, she says, from Costa Rica. Yeah, of course it is. I wouldn't expect it to be cold, you know. Although, to be quite honest, it's not that. I mean, a couple of days ago up in London, it's been freezing. So it hasn't been, today it's not that cold. I actually popped up earlier on today and it was okay. It wasn't, it was a bit, it's been drizzling a bit. It's a bit wet, but it's not that cold. So it is what it is. Good afternoon from sunny Dar es Salaam. Could you care to elaborate, Yoel? Welcome, Yoel, to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So like I said, I'm live on YouTube and I'm live also on Instagram. I don't know what kind of happened with my LinkedIn. My LinkedIn channel kind of went down. So yeah, it is what it is with that. Those things do happen. Shout out to everybody who's tuned in here. Shout out to Ify. Shout out to Verity, the Virgo. Welcome to the show as well. Shout out to Angela. I can't see or hear anything but the big picture. Wow. You see why I have to leave this platform, don't you? I will no longer be requiring your services because that should not be the case. Why is it that people... I think I'm visible on some things. But what I would say is sometimes if you're thinking, just kind of like refresh... if you refresh your thing, maybe it may come up then. I'm just having a look right now. I just wanted to, I'm looking on my other, okay. So it seems to be, a shout out Jack, Jackie, welcome to the show. I seem to be seeing myself. So I don't know what's going on there. But I'm from time to time, if it does cut, kind of go, if it cuts off, it goes blank or something, just like refresh the page, maybe. I don't know. But I seem to be live on Instagram and on YouTube. Those two platforms, things, I believe people can see me for sure. So, this is quite interesting. I've got here. Oh God, I tell you what, nah. This program's this platform's definitely got to go. Why do I say that? The reason why I'm saying that is because I've also got a thing where, okay, what is this? I've got a thing that is supposed to be showing on my screen, and it like the words at the bottom. I've got the Lunar Lounge podcast at the bottom, and they're supposed to be showing, but they don't show. It's quite interesting. It's when I press it, I'm just fiddling around with it now. Do forgive me. And it should come up on the screen, and it doesn't. You guys can't see it. Only I can see it. It's showing on my screen, but other people obviously can't see it. So yeah, well, it is what it is. Sade, the goddess, saying, "I'm from London, so I understand the cold." Yeah, I'm sure you do, but you're not understanding it right now. Mr. Yoel, is it Yoel Barnabas? Yoel Barnabas from Dar es Salaam. Please enlighten us. Where is Dar es Salaam? Forgive me for my ignorance. What's the level? What's the weather like in sunny? Well, you've already said it's sunny, so don't need to have no details. Oh, it's come up now on the screen. Now I see it on the screen where it says the Lunar Lounge podcast at the bottom. Interesting. Anyway, if you're listening to this show for the first time, please give a like, please give a follow, please subscribe. Tell your friends to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Again, like I said earlier on, it's a show which just aims to entertain, inform, enlighten about the cosmos and its effects. But of course, connected with numerology and tarot and mythology and psychology and philosophy, all of we bring it all here to the show, man, right here at the Lunar Lounge podcast. I have said that I do want to spice things up in the year 2025, start bringing in some guests, maybe also start becoming a bit more kind of topic, you know. So like every week there's a kind of topic which I, you know, kind of, you know, maybe 5, 10 minutes talk about, 15 minutes perhaps. So have a bit more educational stuff, but and then of course do the chart, as I will do in a moment. I'll be bringing up the chart. I'll be sharing my screen, so you'll be able to see the chart of the moment, and we'll be looking at the planetary alignments over the course of the next, well, for the rest of the month. We're halfway through, isn't it? Today's the 15th. Can't believe that we're halfway through the month already. Before you know it, January's gone. Talk about 2025 moving quick. Yeah, it is what it is. Jack says, "I can see the text at the bottom of the screen." Yeah, now you can. It wasn't there before. Yeah, unlike my other platform. I'm going back. Yeah, people, I don't want to sort of like put like dirt on the let me utilize it first. Let me see, because it could be like maybe there's something I'm not using. But for as far as I'm aware, it's like nah. So you're in Tanzania. Oh wow, okay, you're in the great motherland itself. Wow. Yeah, well, it must be nice and sunny over there. Well, send some of that sun and that some of that warmth over here for those people in Costa Rica. Sade in Costa Rica and Yoel in Tanzania, send it over. Because over here is grey and gloomy in London, UK. I don't know, I can't speak for other parts of the UK, but I'm sure it's not far off. I don't think there's anywhere in UK right now experiencing some kind of sun, you know what I mean? I don't care how south you are of the country you are, but yeah, it is what it is. I'm even traveling end of this month. Well, I say the end of this month, in about a week's and a bit time. Let's see. Who knows? I don't even know. I hope I'm not going to be traveling on the Wednesday. Oh, might miss after miss another Lunar Land show, but let's see how that goes. So the next Lunar Land show, I will be broadcasting from another place. So I'll be bringing up the chart. Okay, we've talked about the weather. What's in the news? What's big in the news? What's happening that right now? Of course, the fires in LA. It's people losing their one a comedian, a British comedian actually, who's been working out there in LA, Gina Yashere, who quite cool. I quite like her. I saw a piece of she did a piece the other day in the total. She said everything just burnt down, like all they could take was their suitcase belongings. And they're now in Canada. Canada's now helping. Well, maybe it's not a bad idea. Trump is trying to get, Canada to be the 51st state. Makes sense. From a geographical perspective, it makes total sense. They're coming in to help now, aren't they? And apparently now, they're also asking people from Mexico also as well to go. Like the irony, yeah. The irony. I'm gonna build a wall. I'm gonna build a wall. Well, maybe it's not so great that you do build a wall, because now you need those folks, or you may need those folks. Who knows? But prayers goes out to them. Prayers goes out to also all the people in Ghana as well, who suffered their fire atrocities. Almost like not almost, it is a mirroring effect, isn't it? This thing about blaze, fire, burn down. Losing your because it was a clothes market. It was they specialized in African traditional materials selling market. And it's the biggest market. I think is it the biggest market in Africa or West Africa? So yeah, definitely the biggest market in Ghana. And just burnt down. Like what people lost their livelihoods, money, can't pay their rent, can't eat. Can't pay back their, whatever. Some of these people owed money from loans or from the bank or whatever. So all of these things have a knock-on effect. So I know it's not getting a lot of publicity, but you can Google that stuff, man. That was some big stuff. So again, sending them lots of healing energy, lots of prayers go out to those people in West Africa, Ghana as well. So look them up, and if there's, I don't know if there's any charity set up. For either one, actually. All my people out there in LA that I know in LA, well, I've been like on them, are you okay? And they're like, yeah, we're fine. But where the fire is, it's like, it's a crazy one. I've got to say, it's a bit of a crazy one. But the world is a funny place. And it's quite interesting just looking at it from the I've had some people texting me saying, oh, because I spoke up, I did a talk a few weeks ago on the astrology of 2025, and people are like, oh, is that the year of the snake already happening? And I'm like, no, we are not in the year of the snake yet. We still got 2 more weeks to go before the year of the snake really kicks in. We're still in the year of the dragon. What do dragons do? They breathe fire. Take note, people. We're still in the year of the dragon when we're talking about in terms from a Chinese perspective here. So, those kind of things are quite fitting, aren't they? They fit the well. Let's see what happens. Anyhow, let's get some all this thing about water as well. A lack of water, I think, is also quite interesting, because what happens in the LA thing, it happens quite regular. I would have thought they would have had something in place that, I know they're near the coast, but apparently they can't use salt water. It damages the land, and it doesn't help. It doesn't. It really doesn't. It just doesn't help. So you need fresh water. But I would have thought they would have. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being idealistic, but I would have thought something would have been sorted out. In terms of. Something, I don't know, some sprinklers or something that just sprinkles the thing so it doesn't make it, you know, when it's like getting a bit hot or dry, some sprinklers kind of come on so that just sprinkles water about so it dampens the place so that fire can't spread. I don't know. Maybe I'm just, what do I know? Nothing, not much. Maybe I'm just, you know, you know, I don't know. It's the way I'm just envisioning it. But I thought that maybe something like that would have been in place, but obviously it's not. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show. What else has been happening? Anything else in the news? I haven't been watching. Wasn't it South Korea? Didn't I see something about the president of South Korea being arrested? I don't know what for. How do you arrest a president, man? You just storm into the president's place and arrest them. Well, it seems like you need to take a leaf out of Mr. Donald Trump's book. You know what I mean? Untouchable. Bulletproof. Yeah, it is what it is. All right. Let's go to the chart. And let me fiddle around with my screen. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen now. And you're going to see a chart come up. Of course you will. How that chart is going to be looking on, I don't know. I didn't like the layout of that either in terms of how it comes up. Especially for you guys on Instagram, because you don't get to see the whole chart. You see most of it, but yeah, you don't get to see the whole chart. So yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Moon is in Leo. We've got a Leo moon, man. A majestic moon at the moment. We had a full moon day before yesterday. How was it for many of you? Are you still feeling the effects? The moon is now waning. So on a waning moon, it's really good. Do bear in mind for the next 2 weeks up until about, what, the 29th? That's when we're going to have the new moon in Aquarius. And that's going to mark the beginning of the Chinese New Year, the year of the snake. I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. But, yeah. Full moon. We had a full moon in Cancer. It was a blast. I felt the sensitivity. Some people may feel it more than others, especially if it's landing in a crucial place in your chart, or more especially if it's picking up a particular planet in your chart also as well. So, yeah. Give me some feedback. What did you feel? How was it? What manifested for you? Did anything happen around that time? And could still happen right about now. We're kind of, nah, I suppose it's gone past the full moon phase-ish. Kind of ending the full moon phase-ish. Today, tomorrow. Yeah, okay, fair enough. But Coolio, hold on a minute. Yeah, no, we're still actually in the full moon phase, you know. We are. Yeah, still got a few more degrees left. Probably like till the end of today. We're still in the full moon phase. So things can still manifest. I'm wondering Mars, which is retrograde right now. He's in Cancer here. You can see him here at the bottom of the screen. I'm just wondering, because that full moon was at 23 degrees of Cancer. And I know that anytime planetary alignments happen at a particular degree, that degree becomes sensitive, especially when it's eclipses, the degree of the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. So the last Jupiter-Saturn conjunction, which we had in 2020, where we had in Aquarius, you know, a 0 degrees of Aquarius, you know, Pluto's hovering around there right now. Could this be part and parcel of what we're seeing or what we're experiencing right now? So I know that becomes a sensitive degree, but it also happens with, again, full moons and new moons also as well. So I'm just wondering whether if Mars moves back, well, I said if Mars moves back, Mars is moving back, duh. When Mars moves back to 23 degrees, is it going to have, is something, are we going to see something happen here? So keep an eye on that, people. We'll have a look at that in a moment when he does go back to 23 degrees, because I'm sure that's going to be happening at some point this month. So in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, watch this space. What else is happening? We've got Venus here coming towards I told you last week about the Venus Jupiter square, which we had over. It's still square, but it's weakening because Venus is pulling away right now. So over the last couple of days or the last weekend, I talked about a bit of an upper, you know, a spending money, an indulgence kind of weekend. And then we're going to have a dip. So now we're coming towards the dip weekend. We're coming, you know, because Venus is going towards Saturn now, right? So she's conjunct Saturn. She's moving closer and closer. She's at 12 degrees as of today, and Saturn is at 15. So she's closing and she's separating from that square, you know, so we're coming down from that high of that Jupiter high, and we're going towards a contracting Saturn. So do watch this over the course of this weekend. So this weekend is about what, people? Save your money, be conservative, you know, be reserved, not overindulgence, you know, watching, cutting your coat according to your size. Venus conjunct Saturn, yeah? Also in regards of relationships as well, it's a time to perhaps maybe scrutinize, focus, you know, sort of focusing on strong values, focusing on your fears also as well. You know, Saturn rules fears. So Venus, Saturn is what fear, you know, what your, okay, let's put it like this. Probably a better word is one's insecurities in and around relationships. Whether you're not in one or whether you're currently in one, either way, these are things that you have to be looking at. Venus conjunct Saturn. So our, we could say on some degree on our relationship and financial and somewhat emotional well-being, our values, you know, we gotta be more responsible. Yeah, Saturn. So that's coming. That's already there. So just watch out for that. We've had Sun trying. The Sun has trined Uranus. So the Sun is also moving along. Sun's in the next 5 days is getting ready to move into Aquarius. On the day Mr. Donald Trump is going to get sworn in. Let's look at the chart for that as well in a moment. So what else is happening here? What's Mercury doing? Mercury's coming. Mercury's sextiling Venus right now. We've got a sextile with Mercury Venus. That's going to perfect also over the course of the next couple of days, I would think. Yeah. It seems like it's there until that sextile is going to be there until. It's going to perfect on the 19th of January. So Mercury sextile in Venus right now. That can be good for peace talks, communications, on a global scale, on a mundane scale. It could be great. It could be an advantage time for leaders of countries, especially where there's conflict between two places. It can be a great place to, you know, try and negotiate and come to some peace. I mean, by God, we do need a little bit of that, don't we? And let's see what Mr. Trump's going to do when he gets in office, if he's going to make anything, I don't know, stop the wars. How about that? Yeah, stop the wars. We could do with that. Shout out to Beautiful Influence. Dark Feminine Love, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Hey, hey, hey. Hope you're well. So Mercury Venus is really good right now. We've got Mercury Venus in sextile. If you want a favor, you want to try and gain favor, maybe over the course of the next couple of days is a good, you know, it's going to perfect until the 19th. 19th, 20th. And then from like the 21st, 22nd, Mercury is going to start pulling away. So we could say from today until the 22nd, right? We've got the Mercury, Mercury Venus. So definitely watch out for that. Just going back a bit there, Venus Saturn. Venus Saturn is going to perfect on the 18th, 19th, more on the 19th of January, right? So what, in about 4 days' time from today? We're going to have a perfected conjunction, right? It's going to be bang on. That's going to be what? Sunday, Saturday, Sunday. So like I said, this weekend is really a shrinking weekend here. Hold on to your money, guys. Don't buy nothing expensive. You ladies, do not buy anything. Shout out to Hanin. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. You females, okay, you've been warned. Venus conjunct Saturn. Don't buy anything on the expensive side of things. Don't buy anything luxurious. Be mindful of clothes, especially clothes, shoes. Surely you've got enough. I mean, I can't tell you how to spend your money, of course. But you know what it's like. It's like, oh my God, you know, it's a sale. Yeah, don't fall for it. And there's often lots of sales in January, isn't there? Yeah, trying to clear out their stock room so that they can for the new stuff that's coming in. But yeah, do be mindful. Venus Saturn is not favorable for doing anything like clothes shopping, because Venus rules like beauty, arts, clothes, things like that. So, you know, yeah, not really, really good. You know, likely that you could buy something, order something online, it's going to be damaged or doesn't last very long, you know, stuff like that. You don't want that, so watch out for that. Shout out to Faye. Welcome to the show. Yeah, people are all coming in bit by bit. So, yeah. Yeah, no shopping. Shout out to Dark Feminine Love. I'm good. How are you? I am fine. I am busy, but I'm good. I cannot complain about that. Never enough. Yeah, tell me about it. But you've got enough clothes and shoes. Surely you have. Just leave it for now, man. Put down the purse. Back away from the clothes shop. So, like I said, we're having a bit of a shrink time. It's only for a few days, isn't it? I mean, it's no big deal. So that becomes exact on the 18th, 19th of January. We're going to have the exact conjunction of Venus and Saturn. Then what's going to be happening? What is going to be happening? Hold on a minute. Okay, so that's gone, hasn't it? I was going to talk about the Mars. I nearly missed that. Forgive me, people. Well, is it going to be tomorrow? Right. Today and tomorrow. The Sun is opposing Mars right now, right? We've got a Sun opposition to Mars. This is all about energy. This is all about, you know, I'm not too sure in terms of what's happening again with the, I'm catching up where I can catch up, but again, I think this kind of stuff may not be so great for the kind of situations that we've been hearing about, especially like Ghana and LA, California, the California fires. Shout out to Patricia. Welcome to the show. Mars, you know, Sun, Mars. I mean, they're both fiery planets. Okay, they're not in fiery signs, which I think is helpful. You know, Sun's in Capricorn, you know, Mars is in Cancer, but still, they're fiery by nature. And when they're in opposition like that, it can bring about tensions. So I don't know, and I'm not necessarily praying for it, but that could be something that could flare things up a bit. Apart from that, there could be lots of aggression out there, lots of frustration, pent-up anger. People be wary out there, try not to get into any kind of disputes, especially for you guys who are Aries rising, Scorpio rising. Yeah, you want to watch out for that. Not only that, Libra and Libra rising and Taurus rising also as well. You perhaps want to be a little bit more careful because you got that ascendant descendant axis thing going on here. So yeah, this could spark up a bit of a tension. Yeah, so try to avoid conflicts, you know, fight. Adopt the philosophy of Bruce Lee, the art of fighting without fighting. What movie was that in? Was that Enter the Dragon? Or was it? I can't remember. Yeah, I think it might have been Enter the Dragon. I think so. Yeah, the art of fighting without fighting. Yeah, you see, gotta adapt these philosophies. This is the time to do that. Sun opposite Mars. Lot of energy out there. Lot of rage. So yeah, watch that one. So, but that's over the course of the next couple of days. Especially tomorrow, the 16th is where it becomes more exact. Let's go back to where we were before. Okay, so the 19th, 18th, 19th, we've got the conjunction of Venus and Saturn, and then literally on the 20th, 19th, 20th, the Sun is going to move into the sign of Aquarius on the 20th of January, and this is also going to be the day that Mr. Donald Trump gets sworn into office. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, are they going to allow him? The daggers are out. They don't want him to. Did you see the funeral, Jimmy Carter, one of the former American presidents? I think he was president in, was it in the 60s or 70s? Anywho, at his funeral, he did 100 years old. Not bad, right? And at the funeral, Mr. Donald Trump, I'm sure you've all seen the clips of Donald Trump and Barack Obama sat next to each other. God, I want to know if I want to know what was being said in that conversation, because Obama could not stop laughing. He could not stop laughing. And Donald Trump was pointing, I think there was pointing to something in the obituary book or something. He was but it looks like he was pointing, or they were talking about something in that or something. But he, Donald Trump was just talking with him, and he's like, I mean, couldn't shut. First and foremost, it's a funeral, Donald Trump. Keep your mouth shut. Any place to be cracking joke. And Obama, you're laughing, you're entertaining it. I want to know what was said in that conversation. I'm so good. I'm gonna be the best president. Gonna have the best funeral. Gonna have the best funeral in the world. They should have put the coffin over there. God knows what he would have said to him. But it was, oh, Hanimi saying a deaf lip reader on YouTube decoded the clip. Oh, really? Yeah, I want to know what was being said, because Obama was just like laughing. I'm like, oh, what? Really? Like, you two are buddies, and to be quite honest, in most cases, a lot of them are good friends. They have opposing views. They may run for different parties. Listen, man, when it comes down to it, them guys have got their own club, which they all go to and they're all a part of. So don't get it twisted. Don't think sometimes, like, you know what I mean? I know somebody who wasn't happy to see Mr. Donald Trump there, and that was what's her name? Who lost to him? Yeah, she was like, yeah, she wasn't even. She, I don't know, I don't know. I just got the sense that she was just disgusted that she was sitting back there, you know what I mean, with Barack Obama laughing. It's like, oh my God. But yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, interesting. Anyhow, he gets warning on the 20th. The Sun is going to be conjunct Pluto. The Sun is going to be conjunct Pluto. Can somebody tell me in the history of humanity, because I mean Pluto was around that degree when? 250 years ago. What president would have been sworn in with Sun conjunct Pluto? I think that's really telling us something about what's going to be, what kind of president we're going to be having here. Yeah, this is going to be a Pluto term here. That's going to be about to be sworn in. So it's quite interesting. I think it's quite interesting that Venus and Saturn are going to be conjunct also on this day. Why do I find that interesting? Because Donald Trump has Venus conjunct Saturn in his birth chart. Yeah. Could you believe it? Yeah. So it kind of reinforces what is in the birth chart to some degree. So I think that's really interesting. So let's watch this space. Yeah, so that's going to be the day of the inauguration. I think the Sun conjunct Pluto is really, really a major one for me. It's a big one. Pluto, we know, is the planet of power, transformation. He has a very purging kind of energy. Pluto is connected and associated with obsessions, extremism, things that are very deeply rooted, corruption, things that elimination. These are the things that Pluto is often connected with. So every particular, if you want to say, event that takes place, there's a chart for it. So I think that's very, very crucial to look at when he gets, because it's really officially, because that's why until he gets sworn in, they refer to him as the president-elect. They don't refer to him as the president. Yeah. And anything can happen up before until that time, you know. So I think this is really crucial here, that he gets sworn in the moment where he becomes the president of the United States for the next 4 years. I think that's very, very crucial, that Sun conjuncts Pluto. And that will tell us and give us a flavor for what the next 4 years is going to be like. Pluto is about intensity. Pluto has an intense energy. So we're in for an intense 4 years. Now, I don't care where you are in the world. We all know that America is playing a very big role. America tends to lead in many, in many ways, and other countries tend to follow. So regardless wherever you are, the fact that he's going to be in office, it's going to affect the whole world in some way. Whether you want to say for better or for ill, it doesn't matter. It's going to affect us. He's going to pass policies. He's going to pass laws. He's going to raise tariffs. He's going to do this and do that, which all have a knock-on effect, economically or otherwise. So it's going to be quite intense. We're in for a very interesting 4 years, a very Plutonic, 4 years. So, yeah, do take that on board. Sun conjunct Pluto on the day of the inauguration for Donald Trump. So, what else are we looking at? Mercury, from about the 20th, what is this? Is this the 20th? So not quite. So maybe from about the 21st, also as well, to just go back, the Sun moves into Aquarius. So we begin the Aquarius season. So for you Aquarians, we shall be, giving you a little cheer, right? Something of that nature. We're going to be giving you a little cheer. Why is that coming in? why was my music coming on? You see, this is why I need whatever. So like I said, we're going to be coming onto the sign of Aquarius, right? So shout out to all you Aquarians, I won't say happy birthday in advance because you're not there yet, but soon to be coming. Round of applause for the Aquarians. but yeah, we will be coming onto the Aquarius season, Sun moving into Aquarius. So what's that going to be like? We know that, you can be eccentric and you can be rebellious and stuff like that. Hanin said, last year we had the Sun conjunct Pluto in Aquarius too, but a complete different setup of circumstances now. Yes, no, but what? Yeah, of course. I mean, the Sun, obviously, the Sun conjuncts every planet every year. But what I meant was the Sun conjunct Pluto during an inauguration of an American president is what I was referring to. But yes, you're absolutely correct. The Sun conjuncts every planet every year. Every year, the Sun will conjunct every planet as it goes through the zodiac. At some point, the Sun will conjunct every single planet, Pluto included. But no American president was being sworn in last year. But there is this year. That's the bit that intrigues me. Show me an inauguration chart where the president has been sworn in with Sun conjunct Pluto? I don't think there is one. May have to do a little bit of history on that one. Let's go back to 1776. So yeah, well, let's see. Anyhow, yeah, it's an interesting one though. Thanks for pointing that one out, Neen. Okay, so January, we move on. What's happening here? So January 21st, Sun conjuncts Pluto. Let's see how that all works out. The Mercury starts to, greetings, Ladonna, welcome to the show. Mercury starts making a trine to Uranus. Starting from the 20th, 21st of January, we're going to have a trine from Mercury to Uranus. That's really good. I'm looking at that. Hanini is saying, looking back, I see the Sun ingressed a few hours prior to Pluto in Aquarius. Definitely requires research. Yeah, okay. I like that one. I like your way of thinking. You know, Sun Pluto, deep research. In Aquarius as well, an air sign. Sign associated with information, knowledge. Yeah, okay. I like that one, Hanin. Can I have a full report on my desk tomorrow morning, please? shout outs to Hanin. Thank you very much. Great on the astrology vibe. So, yeah. Happy birthday, Ladonna. Is it her birthday today? Is it today? How can I forget? Capricorn. Yeah. Happy birthday, Ladonna. Shout outs to Ladonna, who's there in the chat live on the YouTube. Shout out to Ify. She's laughing at me. Hilarious. What is so hilarious? Dark Feminine Love is saying, I'm doomed. No, you're not. Venus needs to be picked up, needs to pick up speed and move away from Big Daddy Saturn, says the beautiful influence. Well, you say that. Well, she is going to be picking up speed, and she is picking up speed right now. She's picking up speed, Venus, because of course she's going to be going retrograde on the 1st of March. Could you believe? So yeah, hold on your horses. Get your Valentine's Day request in very quickly. But yeah, the beautiful influence. Okay, all right, I take it. Venus Saturn can be very good for some things, you know. You know, can be conservative in love. Could be nice to save money. Can nice to be practical. But Dark Feminine Love, you're not doomed. Surely you're not. It is what it is. Happy birthday, Ladonna. Well done for making it to the fourth floor. Okay, I think I know what that means. Anyhow, 21st of January. We start getting the Mercury trine Uranus. Mercury trines Uranus, right? Thinking outside of the box, studying something new, new knowledge, new information, different information. Start tapping into your genius side. Mercury trine Uranus can be very good for, you know, discoveries. Hanin spoke about research there. It could be good for research as well, I guess. So Mercury trine Uranus, start from the 20th, 21st, we're starting to get that. What else do we start to get? That starts to become exact. Well, that comes exact. It seems like it comes exact on the 23rd. So on the 23rd of January, we're going to have Mercury trine Uranus, but at the same time, opposing Mars. I don't know what to make of that. So on one hand, we've got this genius mindset, we've got this beautiful mind, we've got this explorative mind, Mercury Uranus allows us to explore and discover new things, and new things in terms of what we may be reading or find information, but also perhaps maybe new things about our own thought processes. That is Mercury Uranus. Could be great for innovative, it can be extremely innovative, Mercury Uranus. You know, people born with Mercury Uranus, if you've got a Mercury Uranus aspect in your chart, this could be a great moment for you, Mercury Uranus, so get on that. Let's watch out for that. That looks quite good, actually. So Mercury Uranus, trying. But then we've got the Mercury Mars opposition. It's conflict with words. Something's going to be, we've got to avoid arguments. Well, on a personal level, that is. Watch out for these arguments. But I think it's going to be quite interesting what comes up, perhaps in the news and stuff like that. You know, maybe, Donald Trump says something that really kind of gets things blasting and heated. Let's see. And if my mind serves me correctly, Mars, because Donald Trump's got three planets in Cancer. He's got his Mercury there, he's got Venus there, and Saturn. So at some point, Mars is going to be connecting with quite a few of his planets in Cancer. Anyway, so that it could be. I'm just putting that out there. It may not necessarily happen in that way, but watch this space. Shout out to Shayo. Welcome, my brother. How you doing? So we've got the Mercury Mars. So watch how you're communicating around that time. Watch how you're traveling. Mercury's all connected with traveling also as well. Make sure you're good. You're traveling safe. If he's asking me until when is the Venus retrograde? Venus retrogrades for 40 days and 40 nights. Where have we heard that before? Anywho, Venus retrogrades from the 1st of March until about April the 16th or so. People, cancel your weddings. And reconsider taking back your exes. but I'll be talking much more about that closer to the time. So that's the Venus retrograde. So it's going to be for quite some time. So from the beginning of March until mid April. What else? This Mercury trying Uranus but opposing Mars is, and that opposition, the opposition with Mars is on that same day, the exactness of both of them. It trines Uranus exactly on the 23rd and opposes Mars on that 23rd. Quite interesting. Very interesting. Don't you think? Then what happens? Then it starts to separate. Then what do we have here? Starting from about the 26th of January, Venus starts to be conjunct Neptune. Relationship time. Love is in the air. Remember last year, not that you would, on the podcast last year, I specifically remember there was a sextile, an exact sextile, literally on Valentine's Day. We could have got a conjunction this time around, but no, it's moving a bit too quick. Starting from the 26th of Jan, Venus starts making a conjunction to Neptune. This is where we start becoming very idealistic, romanticizing, looking for that perfect love, right? Yeah, watch it, because Neptune sometimes can be a little bit confusing. Things are not what you think they are. So do watch that. What else? On the 27th, is it? No, 28th. On the 28th of January, Mercury moves into Aquarius on the 28th. So we're going to have Mercury conjunct Pluto. Hanine, maybe that's where we need to do some deep research and investigation. We can do something. We can do it with a sun Pluto as well. Of course we can. But Mercury, Pluto can really be deep, 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 deep information. So this is going to be an interesting time. So people, the end of this month, watch out, especially it's 28th, 29th of January, and on the 29th we've got a new moon in Aquarius. Watch out for what is happening with the in terms of information. Maybe something's going to be uncovered, uprooted. These are the times where we could see such a thing. So watch out for that. 28th, 29th, that's when the conjunction it's good, actually going to be on the 28th, actually. The exact conjunction will take place on the 28th of January. So yeah, watch out for that. Deep information, deep knowledge. Yeah, I like it. Time to put on your detective hat. 007. Yeah? That's that stuff. James Bond stuff. Mercury conjunct Pluto. Yeah? And then on the 29th, we're gonna have a new moon in the sign of Aquarius. This is going to mark the beginning of the year of the snake in Chinese astrology. Yep, we are stepping into the year of the snake, people. Snake's all about transformation, baby. Interesting that, what I do like about this, to some degree, is that this new moon is going to be trine to Jupiter, although Jupiter's retrograde. But it's going to be trine to Jupiter. So I do like that for a new moon energy. So we're getting a touch of Jupiter on board here. So yeah. No, coolio. Let's take that. I will definitely take that on board. I think I'm going to leave it there on the new moon. Just leave it there on that new moon. Let that sink in. Yeah. But yeah, it should be cool stuff. So that's till the 29th. And then next week, I'll just, well, you know, next week, if there is, I might be traveling. I will be traveling next week. I just hope I'm not having to travel on a Wednesday, because then there won't be a show. Might have to do a pre-recorded one, which is possible. Anywho, let's see how that goes. That is the cosmic news right there, people. It is what it is. What? This thing is really slow, I tell you. It's madness. Anywho, what did I want to say? It's competition time, right? Competition time. Let me stop sharing. Whoa, we're back to the big screen. What else is that I was gonna say? Well, I'm gonna make some announcements, but that's after the competition time. So let's go to the competition. What was the question I asked last week? What house? Hanin says good stopping place. Yeah, it is, isn't it? I asked what house rules. Hold on a moment. Want to come to the Lunar Lounge? Eww, Banji. I like the way Banji comes. Oh, you came in first. Wow. Oh, cool. Okay. Only three people came in this week. Banji, Christian, you came in second. I know how to find out now. Even though emails may come in the same minute, I can tell by second which one's coming in first. But Banji came in first. Christian came in second, and Max came in third. Guess what? All of you had the same answer. Ah, but you know, there could only be one winner. I knew it was a bit confusing. If you know your shit, it ain't. But that's the thing. I asked which house rules fear and anguish of the mind. Yeah? All of you, all three of you said the 12th house. It's not the 12th house. It's the 8th. It is the 8th, people, that rules fear and anguish of the mind. Interesting. But I can understand why you would say the 12th. There is somewhat logic to it. Got to brush up on your traditional and medieval astrology, people. So you said 12 hours. So nobody gets that. Nobody gets that. Nobody gets that. Nobody gets that. Anywho, for this week, what is the question? So the question is, now, can I actually bring up, let me see if I can bring up here, like I said, I don't like this this platform. It's just not user friendly. I don't know why. I don't know. It's just very complicated and it's slow. It's slow. That's the thing. It's slow. Right. At the bottom of your screens, you should be able to see that is the email address for those of you listening to the recording. I ask a question. And it's the first person who answers me next week, Wednesday at 12 midnight UK time. So if you're in another country outside of the UK, do adjust your clocks accordingly. The first person who brings in the answer, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Sorry, I just saw your thing there. 23rd, traveling, relocating to a new country via road. No, you should be okay. Don't worry about that. You're fine. You're fine. don't put all your personal stuff out on blast. So it's the first person who emails me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. So the question for this week is, what is the Antissia degree for Mars at 23 degrees of Capricorn? What is the Antissia degree for Mars at 23 degrees of Capricorn? So if Mars is at 23 degrees of Capricorn, what is the Antissia degree? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time, will be the proud owner of 30 Skrilla. 30 pounds. It'll buy you a bottle of wine. Mind you, with the Venus Saturn thing coming up, you know, who knows? But yeah, you're fine, Iffy. Nothing to worry about there. So that is the question. If Mars is at 23 degrees of Capricorn, what is the Antissia degree? Get your astrology in, baby. It is what it is. Okay, gonna make some quick announcements and then we're gonna go to the tarot card of the week. So what are the announcements that I wanna make? This weekend, if any of you are interesting, interested? I've noticed that today, for some reason, I've gone throughout the whole podcast and I didn't drink no water. It's not wise of me, is it? No. And I'm looking at my water right now and I'm thinking, I want a sip. And I'm going to have a sip. I am. I'm going to have a sip. The Big 40. Ladonna, you're the Big 40, the Big 40. Okay, and your birthday this year, it lands on a Wednesday. which indicates this is a year for learning for you, La-da-da. Are you signing up to any courses, looking to learn? Yeah, if your birthday lands on a Wednesday, it's all about learning, baby. Means you're going to be busy, all about, up and down. Yeah. Check your solar return, though. See what's going on there. What is it I want to say? Some announcements. Numerology. Numerology course is starting this weekend on Saturday at 2 p.m. UK time. As far as I'm aware, there's still a 20% discount flying around. So, yeah, you want to get on that. You can email me at sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. You should all know that by now. But yeah, so if you want to come aboard, it's going to be a 10 to 12 week course on the science of numbers. Numbers are very powerful, people. And I'm going to be showing you how to do what is known as a numerology chart. How you understand the numbers in your life, name numbers, how you work with your, you see, numbers are following you from your from the car, from your license plate, to your phone number, to your name. I'm going to show you how to think and how you can use numerology to also empower finances. People always want to make money. Well, come on board. So I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you all the secrets. And I'm going to be teaching you various school methods also as well, because I'm going to be teaching from a Pythagorean system, from the Chaldean system, from the Vedic system, Chinese system, ancient Egyptian systems. I'm going to be showing you the various schools of and how you can use it also in context. So, yeah, that is starting this week. So, people, yeah. Make sure you are, So I'm just getting distracted there with the messages. So that's that. Astrology. I did tell you to sign up quick. Why? Because the prices were going up, right? The prices were going up, and they've gone up. There's still maybe some discounts going on. All of my courses, just to let you know, any course that I do, you have lifetime access to it. You get your own portal, all the reading material. If anything gets added and updated, it goes on there also as well. So you have lifetime access to it. You cannot go wrong. You miss a class, don't worry. All the recordings are there. And with reading materials, and many of the reading material you can download as well. So the access is there for you. So the astrology, listen, get on it. Every week there's new material being uploaded and stuff. On Tuesday, there's actually two classes. Could you believe two classes? One in the afternoon, one in the evening. Listen, man, you guys should be biting off my hand. Guess what? The prices are likely going to go up again. Yeah, man. It's called, what's it called again? Yeah, inflation. So watch out for that. Tarot is going to be starting. That was meant to start this week. That looks like it's going to be pushed back again. I meant to be doing like a free introduction to the tarot. Don't know. Let me see. Might be a bit too, I might have to do that for the following weekend. So anyway, do watch out for that. What else? I'm currently doing a palmistry course. That's already in the middle, so you're gonna have to wait for the next one. Hopefully next month I'll be doing another palmistry, so do watch out for that. Lots of courses. People learn these arts. They are extremely precious, and I'm doing them for, you know, and you get a lifetime access. Come on now. It's a no-brainer. Anyhow, sign up to the Sacred Planets Academy in full swing and in full force. I need a PR. I need a... And do hit me up also at sacredplanets.com if you know anybody who's interested in making money, where they can also make money through being an affiliate. So by recommending, or you know, you get a link, and by being an affiliate, you get paid, right? So yeah, there can be some big money that can be made from this. So let me know about that as well. But yeah, that's my announcement. People say I don't advertise or plug enough. Well, I'm doing it now. It is what it is. So that being said, let's move on to the next topic of this week. I do not like this platform. Wow. Talk about slow. Yeah, it is mega slow. Like, it's like, really? We are moving to, you know. Yeah, that's right. Give me that drum roll. Tarot card of the week. That's what it's about. Okay. Stop there. So I'm just going to shuffle the cards. Let's see what the tarot card of the week is for this week. And bring the show to a close. I think you've heard enough of me. Okay. What's it going to be? Let's go to the top here. What do we got? Ooh, I like that. King of Pentacles. Bring it on, baby. We do like a King of Pentacles, don't we? Or do we not? Yeah, that is the card for this week. It's the King of Pentacles. This is a great card. It's a Capricorn card. And we're in the month of Capricorn, of course. Very fitting. I do like that. But this card is about hard work. It's about, you know, reaping the rewards of hard work, but putting in your hard work. This card can be connected with business. This card can be connected with promotion. It can be, basically, it's about elevating oneself in terms of career, money matters, financial matters. This is what the King of Pentacles is about. It's actually quite a good card, actually. So what I would say over the course of the next week is that we need to focus on our work ethic. This is a card that's about work, putting in that work. And let me tell you something, over the course of the next week, I'm putting in work. I'm not saying I want to, but I'm putting in work, mad work. Like, I'm working some mad, crazy hours. Listen, no rest for the wicked. This is all about work ethic, putting in the work, honing in on your skills, focusing on the longevity of your work also as well. Looking at the ethics as well of your work and looking, what am I doing? Am I doing it correctly? Am I doing it right? Not cutting corners, putting the work, the necessary work that is needed for you furthering things in your life. That is what this tarot card essentially is about. It's good. It's really good. And it can also indicate that this, over the course of this week, this is a week where we can put in a certain attention or energy that can allow us to catapult our, whether it's profession, for those of you who are perhaps looking for promotion, for those of you who are self-employed, who just want to further your careers, to take your careers to that level. That is what essentially it is about. So yeah, that is the King of Pentacles right there. So yeah, looks quite good. I like it. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you. That is the end of this show, or the show is coming to an end, I believe. Nearly wanted to sing a song there.
Welcome to the Lunar.
No,
Lounge.
Not yet. Don't play that yet. Want to thank each and every single one of you. Do remember that the podcast can be listened to on all podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Amazon, Spotify, Apple. It's pretty easy to find, isn't it? But yeah, so for those of you, I want to give shout outs also as well for the people who do support the recordings, who do download the supporting. Remember, Brazil is still like my biggest demographic. Yeah, I think I might need to move to Brazil. I'll be a star in Brazil. What are you talking about? I need to learn how to speak Portuguese first, but I'll be a star over there. I do remember as well, I have my Venus line going through Brazil. So yeah, I would be extremely popular there. It is what it is. Florence is asking me, will you be doing another palmistry course? So I'm so late to the live today. Yeah, there'll be another palmistry course. There's going to be more. There's going to be quite a number of them. There'll be more. Keep an eye out. What else did I want to say? I think that's it. So shout out to the people who download the podcast, who support. For those of you, again, who've listened on the YouTube, don't forget to like, subscribe. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for those of you, again, who tuned in on the Instagram. Thanks a lot for your, for your energy. On that note, now you can bring in the music. My name is Israel Ajozi.
Welcome to the Lulu Lounge.
I will be with you next week, hopefully. Same place, same time. If I'm not, maybe I might upload a pre-recorded one, maybe, which may come across live, but it's not. Who knows? Or I will be just broadcasting from another country. And
welcome,
I'll let you know which country.
Welcome to the
Lulu
Lounge.
Hopefully, it'll be one that's warmer than this. On that note, people, stay blessed, stay safe. Prayers out to all of those who are in need of it. Sending you love, light, energy. People, stay blessed. My name is Israel Ajozi. You've been listening
to
the one and only Lulu Lounge podcast with myself. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lulu Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lulu Lounge. Welcome to the Lulu Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lulu Lounge.